Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
Have you been told? Did you ever hear of the curious, furious, fidgety year when Santa Claus unhitched his sleigh and vowed he was taking a holiday? How do I know so much about Santa? Well, I'm Mrs. Claus. It was long ago, before you were living. Not yet Christmas, but past Thanksgiving, though I can't give you the very date. Santa got up that morning late, pulled on one boot and then its twin, ruffled the whiskers on his chin, and sat back down on the side of the bed.
Great North Star, but I'm tired,
he said.
Painting wagons red and bright, sharpening ice skates half the night, wrapping presents in ribbons and gauze, has worn me weary,
said Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas, everybody. This is TF Joe and Mike, and welcome to the first annual Tooncast Beyond, 25 days of Tooncast Beyond Christmas. Joining me for day one of the 25 days of Tooncast Beyond Christmas is Steve Megatron. Hello.
Hello.
Are you ready to get your jolly on?
I don't think that's the appropriate word, but okay.
Well, I could have said happy ho ho ho, but that, no. No, no, no. No Rock Sugar references, please. Okay, so today we're going to start this off with one of Steve's favorites, The Year Without a Santa Claus. Now, I had said on social media before recording this that I don't think I'd ever seen this one. I know this is a Rankin Bass one, but I don't. This is one of the ones where I don't think I'd ever seen it. And watching it today, I really, when we recorded this, I really did enjoy it. I thought it was great. But this came out in 1974, and I'll say this right now, folks, the 25 days of Tooncast Beyond Christmas, we're not going in any order, we're just going in the order that I put them on the thing. We're not going in any year date order, so the years are going to be all over the place. So this is 1974 Rankin Bass Productions. The story is based on Phyllis McGinley's 1956 book of the same name, illustrated by Kurt Orth. It was originally broadcast December 10th, 1974 on ABC. When was the first... Had you seen this as a kid?
Yes. I grew up with all of these produced by this company.
Okay. Now, what were your thoughts of it? Like, do you remember that far back when you first saw this?
Do I remember that far back? Yes, this was actually one of my favorites as a kid. Still one of my favorites. And we'll get into that why, but it has to do with some characters that are in it.
Okay. So yeah, that's kind of how this is going to play out here on the 25 days of Tooncast Beyond Christmas. I've seen some stuff, Steve's seen some stuff, some of the other hosts that are going to show up have seen some stuff, and some of us haven't seen certain stuff until we actually did this series of podcasts. Basically, the plot here to set the stage is that Santa Claus is tired. He's got a cold, and he doesn't really think that anyone has any Christmas spirit left, so he's just going to take the year off. That's essentially the main plot. The cast in this is actually pretty interesting. You've got Mickey Rooney.
No surprise. Well, I'm just saying, like, that era.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, the 70s. You got Mickey Rooney as Santa, Shirley Booth as Mrs. Claus, you got Dick Shawn as Snow Miser, George S. Irving as Heat Miser, you got Bob McFadden as Jingle Bells, and Bradley Bulk as Jangle Bells. Now, there are other characters in here like Mother Nature, Mr. Thistlewhite, the Mayor, Iggy Thistlewhite. The only reason why I'm not really mentioning some of these others is because I don't recognize most of their names. But with Jingle Bells, Bob McFadden, did you know that's Snarf? That's Mumra. Or not Mumra. That's Snarf from Thundercats.
I only recognize two names from this, and that's the top two of Shirley Booth and Mickey Rooney.
And Mickey Rooney, yeah. Mickey Rooney, I mean, the man was a legend. He really, really was. He only died 2 years ago. Wow. I did not know that.
Hopscotch.
Yep. An old hopscotch. But I mean, his filmography reads like, you know, just
it's
amazing, amazing stuff.
Yeah, it's extensive.
Yeah, very extensive. Going all the way back to 1934 with A Midsummer Night's Dream.
He was in Night at the Museum, too.
Yep.
All three.
Yep.
That's where I got the hopscotch thing from, because he's telling that to Ben Stiller's character.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Watch your wise. Or quit cracking wise, hopscotch.
The funny thing is that where I noticed him most from, and I know this is kind of bad, but about 16 years ago, he played a character named Movie Mason in a Disney Channel original movie called Phantom of the Megaplex. But obviously, he's done so much more than just that. He was in Black Stallion in 79. I love his voice for Santa. I think that really, really works.
I didn't even know it was him, but of course it was that far back that his voice was totally different.
Yeah. Yep. Shirley Booth, I think this is the first time I've seen anything with her. So I'm not really that sure on that one. Because this was her last role.
Really?
Yeah.
I almost made a joke about that. I'm glad I withheld it.
Good, because, yeah, she died in 1992, but what'd she do, retire or something, I guess?
It's possible. Look at Sean Connery. I know he's not,
still going.
He's not doing anything, though.
Eh.
He's not been in anything.
Yeah, that's kind of true. So the plot here, like I said, what I liked about this was just the fun of Jingle and Jangle, the antics that the two of those guys get into.
It is pretty humorous.
Yeah, I thought that was hilarious.
And then they've got the in-training reindeer.
Yeah, Vixen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so interesting to see Vixen or any of the reindeer younger, because normally when I see Santa and his reindeer, it's, you know, the traditional reindeer that we always see. It's, you know, Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, and then
and the one that doesn't matter at all.
Hey, that's another special. We'll talk about that later. I love that joke, though, where they mention that.
No one matters
at
all.
No, we'll talk about that another time. I thought that was hilarious that they can't even bring up the guy who, you know, leads the way with his bright and shiny red nose. I thought that was so funny. So basically, the plot here, as I said, is Mrs. Claus wants to show Santa that people do still care, people do still have joy at the season, so he'll go on his run. And she does this by sending out Jingle and Jangle out into the world and to find kids who still care about Santa Claus and Christmas and all that. Along the way, they have to talk to the Snow Miser and the Heat Miser. The Miser Brothers. Do I?
I love that song. My favorite character in this movie, hands down, even though he's not in it very much, is Snow Miser.
Yeah.
Love the voice, love the sarcasm, love the character. Always love that character in this film. And that's one of the reasons why I've always liked watching this every year.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it resonates with me well because I like the characteristics of him.
Yeah. And the Miser brothers are your typical brotherly relationship. Neither one of them get along to save their lives.
No, you share. No, you share.
Yeah.
Mom!
See, I'm an only child, so I don't have to worry about this unless you're going to talk to me about me and my cousins. But, yeah.
It does happen.
So in your family, if you're Snow Miser, which of your two brothers is Heat Miser?
It'd be like having three Snow Misers almost.
That's no fun.
Yeah, it is, because they're all sarcastic and they all like mess with each other equally. So it's we all take turns at being the Heat Miser or Snow Miser. It's kind of fun.
Okay, that's cool.
When tempers are flared, Heat Miser comes out. But when sarcasm is rampant, you can look for Freeze Miser or Snow Miser. I wish it was called Freeze Miser, but.
What else did you like about this? Not what else did you like about it, but what, comparing it to when you watched it as a kid to when you watch it now, what do you see as the differences? Was there anything as a kid that, were there any jokes as a kid that went over your head that you kind of get now?
I appreciate Snow Miser more. I also referred to him as Freeze Miser because I couldn't remember his name for the longest time until I rewatched it again a few years ago with Mary. So that's again one of the best parts. But then seeing like Mrs. Claus dressing up as Santa and Jingle and Jangle stuck on Earth, and then Santa's Mr. Klaus when it comes down to save them, which was just interesting to see.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's not... I thought there was going to be a little bit more trivia bits on this one, but like I said before, it's, according to IMDb, it's Shirley Booth's last filmed acting project. Jingle and Jangle each, both Jingle and Snow Miser resemble one another, and Jangle and Heat Miser resemble one another for some trivia. This is the second Rankin-Bass Christmas special where Mickey Rooney voiced Santa Claus, the first being Santa Claus is Coming to Town, which we'll talk about tomorrow, actually. And of course, Jessica / Mrs. Claus has red hair in the Santa Claus is Coming to Town, while Mrs. Claus in this film has red highlights. Well, and again, because we're doing these, maybe we should have flip-flopped these two and had Coming to Town as day one and Year Without as day two. But in this film, she's older. She's not as young as she was as in Coming to Town. So, of course, the hair is going to be a little bit different. I wasn't sure what to expect out of this, and I really, really enjoyed it. I'm not sure if it's a film that I will add to my yearly regimens to watching. It's only because I didn't really grow up with it. I don't really have that connection that you have to it because you grew up with it. But I could probably watch it, every now and then, every other Christmas maybe. Was there anything else we wanted to bring up before we get to the ratings?
I would definitely recommend this as one of those films that people should watch just because it's got a lot of fun in it. It's got a lot of that family dynamic, which is kind of fun between the Miser brothers and Mother Nature, as well as between Jangle and Jangle and Mrs. Claus having to be dug out of this hole that they've created for themselves trying to make Santa happy. And he's the one that still has to come and say, hey guys, you messed up. I appreciate it, but we're gonna give this a go my way. So it's been pretty fun watching that whole thing play out. But I definitely enjoyed the film. It's there's enough like seriousness and sarcasm in it and family dynamic that it gets all the notes that make a pretty decent. Not only like a clean and decent kids film, but like just it just, I don't know, it resonates really well, and that's probably why I remember it so well and don't have a problem with it.
I like the songs. I like the way that Mrs. Claus, in the very beginning, she starts narrating and she half sings songs it a little bit in the beginning. I thought that was kind of cool, interspacing some of the songs. The stop motion animation from Rankin Bass has always been very well done for its time. I think I like this. I think where I like this stop motion animation from them is Heat Miser and Snow Miser.
Oh yeah, especially I loved that.
Yeah, especially when they're arguing, when Heat Miser's in person and Snow Miser's on the video phone thing on the window phone. I thought that was hilarious.
And they throw stuff through it.
Yeah, I thought that was so funny. I really did enjoy this one after really watching it and kind of thinking about it and stuff. So on a scale, on the GCR and Universal rating scale, 0 to 5 stars, what would you give The Year Without a Santa Claus?
Honestly, I'd have to give it a 5 just because it's one of those that, like I said, resonates really well with me, and I remember a lot of it and a lot of the nostalgia and still held true for me.
Right.
Even today. So it made it a lot simpler of a movie to make that choice on, whereas like some other ones I may not have that same affection.
Right. Yeah.
Based on the fact that it may not hold up to my memory.
Right. Yeah. And obviously I know this is on, at least it's on DVD. I don't know if it's on Blu-ray and I don't know if it's on digital, but I do know it's on DVD because I see it in the stores all the time around Christmas time. For me, I will give Year Without a Santa Claus, I'll give it a 4. It's not that I want to take a point away from it, but again, I think it's more so that I enjoyed watching the film, but it didn't emotionally impact me as much as it does you, because you grew up with it and I didn't. And 4 is still a really good grade out of 5, so there's that. I like that a lot. As far as some of the, like I said, the animation and things like that, and the way that the film is paced out. I know some of these are going to be short podcasts, folks, because this special is what, 48 minutes, 50 minutes, something like that. But unless you want us to go through every single plot beat, which we probably won't, these 25 Days of Christmas episodes are going to be kind of short. So anything you want to pimp out or talk about before we get out of here and head on over to day 2 of Christmas?
No, I think I'm good. I really recommend this to people that they check it out.
Yep. And if you have any thoughts on The Year Without a Santa Claus, if there's anything that we left out, please comment on the post. Thank you for joining us here on Tooncast Beyond's 25 Days of Christmas 2016, first annual one of these. As I mentioned on several other podcasts, this 25-day event here, it's been rattling around in my head for about 3 years, trying to get it off the ground, just never could. And finally, I have various ways to find all the ones that we're going to be doing. But what happened was, if anyone remembers the old Tooncast Classic episode 30, the holiday show, where Optimus Solo, myself, and the Televixen talked about 6 different Christmas cartoons. This is an improvement on that, because back then Kevin was without audio or without internet, so we were using his cell phone, and of course this was 2009, 2010, somewhere around there. So I've been kind of figuring out a way to get more, do another holiday show. And I figure, oh, hey, why not just do the standard 25 days of this, this, and this? So I actually had this planned out. I remember one afternoon I went on Wikipedia. I just looked up every single animated Christmas cartoon I could find. Tried to find a list of every single U.S. released animated Christmas cartoon I could find. Found it, and I came up with 2 full years, 50 podcasts, folks. So you're going to get one, you're going to get 25 days this year, and then 25 days next year in 2017. Thank you for joining us here on Tooncast Beyond. There are several ways to leave feedback for the show and other things. You can visit the website, geekcastradio.com, comment on each of the episode posts, leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter at Tooncast Beyond is the show Twitter. You can follow at Geekcast Radio for all the other network updates. Mine is TF2 and Mike. What is your Twitter?
At SCP21.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/geekcastradionetwork. Call the voicemail line. Tell us the show you're leaving the message for and your name. 502-526-5821. If there are any voicemails for 25 days of Christmas 2016, we will be playing them in a special New Year's podcast that we're going to be doing. So there's that. I think, unless I have it in another, unless I have it in 2017, I think we're going to do, yeah, I don't know. I'll figure it out later. I was thinking Rudolph's Shiny New Year we could do, but anyway. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Tooncast Beyond and wish you'll join us tomorrow when we will be giving you our thoughts on Santa Claus is Coming to Town. For now, I am TFG1 Mike with
Steve Megatron Phillips.
Thank you for listening. Until next time, and everybody, Bruce Springsteen.
Practicing real hard, yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring you a new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good or what? Oh, that's not many, not many. You guys are in trouble out here. Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why. Say. Coming to town, Santa Claus is coming to town, Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice, he's gonna